But give before is enough. He doesn't have to give his consent later on at the time of the fulfillment of the shlichus. Only mit Rabbonon we require his consent at the time of the fulfillment of the shlichus, at the time of the chaleis hagerush. But the tur shiti is no. Das sins gerushin requires das, so we need his das mamish at the time of the chaleis hagerush. But if he gave before and is competent, so since he's not chazeir, so we assume that he still entertains the same das. But if he became ishaite, so mimele, there is no present consent because he's incompetent. But there is no present consent. Previous past consent is also enough. And, as a matter of fact, there is a riot from the Gemara in Dushan. There seems to be a riot in Shiddes Aramba.
What?
What do you mean, the Rabbanon? Right, it's
possible. It is possible
in the Rabbanon. Oh, in the Rabbanon, because in the Rabbanon, we require present consent. But in the Raise, there is no such requirement, present consent. Consent, it can be past consent too. Other kinyanim also, I think so. I mean, there is a riot that only that by other kinyanim the tour would agree the Rambam, but meicha teis. Now, the Mishnah says that if somebody was Mekadesh and Isha, the Mishnah in Dush, if somebody was Mekadesh and Isha, Lach Lamet, and then Bisech Lamet, Isheni came and was Mekadesh, so she Mekadesh is Lashay. So then the Gemara that Mutesa on the Bay says, Loiki Chos Asma, Vichos Robo Mao, suppose she wasn't Mekabel Dushim from Shimon. But she was just chizah. She told him 10 days later, listen, I retract. I don't want to be married to you. So, Rabbi Yechanan Achizeres, Ose Dibur Mivatle Dibur. Rishlokishi Marin Achizeres, Loy Ose Dibur Mivatle Dibur. See, the Gemara is Kashes, then the Gemara says, Tiyufte de Rishlokish. Tiyufte, Vilchasek Avose de Rabbi Yechanan. But Rishlokish lechatchile held that if a person Ruvin was mekadesh nisha lachalamet, and then she was chizera, she can't be chizeres because lo yosid dibo and vatal dibo. So tiyufte the Rishlokish because the arayas that there is aloha of osid dibo and vatal dibo. So we see from this gemara it's based upon the aloha of osid dibo and vatal dibo. Why do we have to resort to osid dibo and vatal dibo? Let's say there is no aloha for the divan vatal dibo, but she doesn't want. She's still not mekadesh. As voraya, if Shimon comes and is mekadesh her, so then the kedusha shein is hal. So when is the chaleis? The chaleis has to be lachalamet. And if she's chizeres, how can she be mekadesh when she says I don't want to be mekadesh? After all, kedushin requires das. Kedushin requires das. So that kasha is raised. You know, I saw Torah in that. I saw Torah. So someone wrote, I don't want to mention his name because I don't think it's a good Eretz. So he said, only by Gdushin, because the Ran in Nidorim says the Gdushin doesn't even require das. Because ki yikach v'loi kisilokach, but he has to be mafki herself. But by other kyanimat, but first of all, the Arai is kineged. Anyway, so according to the Shittes Rambam, according to the Shittes Rambam, so it's no kash.
This fight is a little bit different in the case of the way there was a Maisa Kedushin.
What?
Where there was a Maisa Kedushin. Maybe that's where the Das by Maisa Kedushin is.
So what? But it requires Das or Isha. Why shouldn't it require
Shalais?
So you see from this Gemara a Raya to the Rambam. I don't know how we'll explain it to the two. We'll have to explain it to the two also, not on the basis of the Ran in his own. But it's a Raya, it's a Ksas Yua to the Shittus Rambam, this Gemara. In other words, the two Kedushin requires Das. But Das doesn't mean that it has to be, the Das has to be given at the time of the Chalais. The time has to be given by the Isha. Any time. Either the time of the Chalais or any time before. He or she agreed, one second. He or she agreed. So Mele, she gave a Das. So that's, and Rish Lakish holds, there is no aloha of us dibo and vatal dibo. So she cannot revoke bimivatal the previous Das. So Geichanen would also agree with Rish Lakish, except that whereas Rish Lakish holds that there is no aloha of us dibo and vatal dibo, so Rabbi Yechen holds there is aloha of us dibo and vatal dibo. So Mele, the Chazore is mivatal the previous Das. But we have to resort to aloha for sedibo and vatal dibo. The question is, according to the Rambam, you understand. The question is, how will the tour explain it? So we have to say that even according to the tour, it's not necessary that the das should be given at the time of the chalais. The das can be given at any time, at the time of the chalais, at any time before. So Mele, we even according to the Torah, we have to resort to the halacha of fosid dibur um vatal dibur. But the Torah shiti is, here the Gemara is talking of a case where she didn't become insane, but she just changed her mind. So since she gave already a das, so al pidin, without recourse to the aloha for the dibon battle dibo, the previous das lasts. But according to Rabbi Yechanan, there is aloha for the dibon battle dibo. So Mimele, so the chazore is mivatel, revokes, it's mivatel, it nullifies the pez das. So there is no pez das here because the chazore is mivatel. And Rish Lakish reject il chatchile, so rejected the whole lomdis of osa dibo and vatal dibo. So mele, there is the chazore cannot nullify the pez das. If it cannot nullify the pez das, so the pez das less. In other words, there is a contradiction between the pez das and the present das. So mele, the present das is bottle mevut. If there is no aloche of there is a stira, there is a conflict between two das. The pez das and the present das. So Rabbi Yechanan says there is aloha vosa dibon vatal dibo. So mele, the present das is nullifies the pez das. But Rish Lakish holds there is no aloha vosa dibon vatal dibo. So there is a conflict between two intentions. So on the contrary, the present intention does not take effect. Mashain kein, it becomes insane. So then, he doesn't have any das, so he cannot say that the pez das continues. How can it continue? He's incompetent.
How can we say that it's worse if he's has no das then?
All right, that's the shitty of the two. That's the shitty of the two. It's not difficult.
He has the opposite das now, so that's not as bad as if he has no das.
No, because it's in conflict. It's diametrically opposed to the pez das. So if there is no aloha for dibon vatal dibo, so the pez das precludes the formation of another das.
But
it precludes
no
it.
Das altogether.
What? A person has to be consistent. So in other words, otherwise, if there would be, two opposite in cover a das. There is no such thing.
But if he has no das,
you know. So Mele, since there is no aloha for Sidibo and Vatal Dibu, so Mele, the Pez das is not chal. The present das is not chal. So the Pez das less. notwithstanding the present das that is inconsistent with it. But only if the person is competent. But if the person is not competent, how can you say the pes das continues? How does it continue? He's mufke of das altogether.
According to Rambam,
even though he's mufke of das altogether, but the pes das is enough. According to the tool, we require the present das. But here, if we didn't reshlokish, since he rejected the whole omdes of Osi Dibo and Vatal Dibo, so mainly it was considered there is present das too. Because the actual present das does not take effect, because it's in conflict with the pes das.
Yeah. Could you be mechalak between the case of shlichus and this case, and over here?
What do you mean here? You mean lachalamet?
And kedushin, right? There was a das by kedushin. I check in the case of the Rambam, the das wasn't by any kedushin. It was just the das. They said perform ma'aseh kedushin with me. Over here, that she gave a das by the ma'aseh kedushin itself. The chalais wasn't a chalai achalam. So maybe such a das is a stronger type of a das. Chalapach to be miyashin torah. You could say it that way. But over here, in the case, I'm just asking, it's not such
a... I don't see why, I mean, after all. But I think that from this Gemara, that we see there is a raya, that the reason as to why Kedem Lamed, you can be Chayzeya, is not because she doesn't want. We have to resort to Osi Dibo and Vatal Dibo.
It's more
much
like the
Rambam.
The
Rambam. No. Anyway.
The opinion is a right to Rambam is Gemara.
No, I didn't see anybody. I mean, yet.
No,
when I say I didn't see anybody, I meant I didn't see it in the Xeis Nisives. No. I mean, in this volume, but you know, I saw. Yeah. I don't want to mention it. Yeah, now. So, in other words, so what's the pshat? So, what's the. Some mele, we don't have to deduce such a striking chiddush that according to the Rambam, so the shliach becomes the megarish, and the mishalach, the baal is misulek. That's why. So, but the Ksei says so. So that's why the Ksei. This is how the Ksei explains the Rashi. That's why Rashi says v'chim di mes kodim sule havishichu eshichu. Now, but we explained it on Friday differently. In other words, because why does Rashi say, first we explained that why does Rashi say, and that's the Shita of the Rif and the Ram also, that even according to Rabbanon, that shechus is chus, and the Gemara says ten is kishut, nu is kishut, is kishrei. But as the Rif says, there is a difference between shrei and the Rif and the Rambam say there is a difference between shrei and tnu. Shrei, so he becomes mishucha right now, but no, he cannot be chayzer. It's like shrei that he cannot be chayzer. But when does he become mishucha? So he explained that because there is such a thing as Ariat Mekudeshes Lachalamed, and there is such a thing as Ariat Mekudeshes, Ariat Mekudeshes, Miachshav Lachalamed. So what's Miachshav Lachalamed? According to Rabbi Yechanan, Miachshav Lachalamed means it's a long chalis. And even we pass from like Rabbi Yechanan, but even according to Rav and Shmuel, it's true that there could be such a thing as a chalais that stretches out. Rav and Shmuel hold that when a person says miachshav chalamet, he doesn't mean that. Either he means nai, or it's a sofik, or it's chazor. But suppose he'll explicitly say hareyat mekdeshes, and I want that the kedushin should start taking effect right now, and it should last until achalamet. So then, who says that Rav and Shmuel will be chelik and Rabbi Yechanan in such a case? The machleket between Rav and Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan is in the case where he just says, "Areyat mekudeshes meachshav lachalamed." And then, and one person comes and is mikadosh miachshav lachachof. Another person comes and mikadosh lachshav lachayud. Another person comes and mikadosh lachshav lachates. Another person comes lachshav. So Rabbi Yochanan said. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, so she needs to get only from the first one and the last one. And according to Rav and Shmuel, the first one and the last one. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, kishrag delivne. Because it's a long chalais, some miller she requires, he gets from everyone. But suppose he would spell out, Hareyat Mekudeshes, Miachshav HaLamet, and say, I don't mean to be chayzer, I don't mean to make it nai, on the condition that I'm not chayzer within Lamed, I mean that it should be a long chalais. So who says that Rav will be chalik, Shmuel be chalik?
That's right, the basic concept,
there is no machlekes mechates, it should be mechadesh, such a thing. So in the case, so the shita of the Rif and the Rambam is, where he says, tnu, so tnu is kishu, but why didn't he say shu? Why didn't he say Shu? He doesn't know the word Shu. He knows the word Shu. Why did he say Tnu? In other words, it's Kisru. He wants that the Shichu should start taking effect right now. But he's makpit that it should not, the Chalei should not be complete until after it is Motel Yode. That's why he insists upon Tnu. So Mele is like Machshav Lachalamed. That's why we say that it's only he cannot be chayzer, but if he dies, so the shichur is but. But then the next question is, why does Rashi say v'chim the miskodim sule have shichur a shichur di nafka le reshus minei v'chayla le reshus yosh. Why? So according to the Ksei Slomdes, which is a big chiddush, because the shliya becomes the megarish, so he has to resort to the fact that it's chayl rishus yoshim. Otherwise, even though the odin is dead, the shliya could megar them. But that's a very strange thing. So we said Friday because of Eidam v'chsum of Zohar. Then I mentioned in Simen Kuf Peches there is a machlekes between the Kseis and the Nisibes. So whenever we say Eidam v'chsum of Zohar, but the Gemara says there is itnai, it has to be Matyel Yode. Suppose the Eidim signed the Shtar Matone, and the Nesein of the Matone died before the Eidim had an opportunity to hand over the Shtar to the Mikaba. So the Ksei says it's only itnai, so even Lachamise it can be done. It's still matter. And the Nesibes is chayim. And what's the pshat in Yisivis? True, it's itnai, but it's not just itnai, chopping wood, that means. So it doesn't make any difference, chopping wood, I mean, whether he chops wood before the Odin dies, or he chops wood after the Odin dies. The itnai is that it has to be handed over, the shtar matone has to be handed over to the mikabel, while the matone, the momen is still birshus of the nesin. But if the nesin died, so it's not birshus of the nesin, it's birshus of the yoshin. So there is no fulfillment of it now. There's the clean pshat in the nesives. So mele, now there is a gemara mifureshes in b'mitzia. That according to Rabbon of Remeya, the Shtar Shichur is Ischus, so then the Aloche, Abayas Aloche, Afid of Chsun of Zohalei applies to Shichur. But there is a Machlekes Rishain. Some Rishainim say that it applies to Shtar Shichur, it applies only in regard to the Kinyan Momen in an Evet. Because Afid of Chsun of Zohalei is Itakonis Chachon. But in regard to the king in Israel, it doesn't apply. And some Rishonim say that it, when the Gemara says that it of Sum Zohli applies to Shtar Shichur as well, so it applies even to the king in Israel. either because either of Sum Zohali is not the Rabbonon, it's the Raistik Aloche, or Stasis says it is the Rabbonon, but Yeshki Abiot Chachomi, Lakadon Matir. But it's Gimor Mephoreshes, Lachola Poches, in regard to the Kinyan moment, that we say either of Sum Zohali. The Machlekes Rishenim is whether it applies to the Kinyanisa as well. But it's more mefareshes that daf yutes amud aleph that the aloha of either of Sumin Zohle is applies to Shtashicho according to Rabbon and Vremeya. Ton Rabbon, Motsu Shtashicho Bishub, Bizman Sharav Meide Yazar Evet, Ein Arav Meide Lo Yazar Lo Yazar Evet Lo Yazar Bizman Sharav Meide Mi Bizman Sharav Meide Mi Yazar Evet Vamay Neichu Shem Kosaf Litnlei Binisen Litnlei Binisen ואינוסן להתישרה ואוז לעבדה וכאן הנכוסים מניסן והתישרה ואוז לערב יזמנינו ומופק ללשיחו דיקוסת בניסן וכתורף לקורה של הקדין היא ניחה למען דומה סחוסו לעבד שייצם תרסס רב לחיר ושכה ביי דומה ידוסום אז לא הישפיה אלא למען דומה אחרי ולב שאינטרס יעד רב לחיר ושמה יקלמי מה לא אצלי מה יזה תרס בוד גמורה סז היא ניחה למען דומה סחוס לב שאינטרס יעד לחיר וחבא ידומה ידע וחסום זוכל לי סו יצגי מורה מפרשס דדעלו חבי יסום זוכל לי עלי בדר המאה עלי בדר הבון הנפר המאה רפלי סטו שח שחול סו בוטייס וז דף חוף עומד אלף בלם טייס וז ודי גמורה דיסקוסס שיחו די גמורה גיסוסס שיחו נאו Now let's see. We'll start with the Gemara. I'll just run over it because we're not, we just were interested in the last piece of Gemara. Daf Yutes Amud Beis 2, 3, 4, 5. The fifth line from the end of the Omen. Tana Rabbanan, Motzo Sheiva. Bizman she yishamede yazle baal. Ein yishamede yazle lezeh lezeh. Bizman she yishamede miyas yazle baal. Vileichush dil makosolit minisim nos na atishre. Bozlo zavantel lichsubo vitiris anoye minisim va atishre. Umofik le sheva yizeh vesit. Umofik le lisheva adikosit benisim. Viosel mitraf likura shle gedin. Oma rove shma meno yisel li shmuel. Doma shmuel. Hamech ashtal chavere vichozor mochel mochel. Afili bafiliyash mechel. הבאי הוא אמר אפילו תימלסן לשמוע אוכל מהסכינים בשביל הכסובו יעיץ עם תרשותו ורוב הוא אמר אם משמשת הכסובו חיישינו לשתי כסובס והבאי הוא אמר חודו לשתי כסובס לחיישינו ואי שבע בזמן התורית הבאי עלי טיים מיד אמר אידו בכסום הפזוח עלי in other words he supposed the Baal gave a כסובה to the Isha so then the Isha let's say sold then the Isha was negotiating with the Baal that he should give her the ksuba. So he told Adim to sign. So he said, I'll give you. But he didn't pay her the ksuba as yet. In the meantime, she told Adim to sign a receipt for the ksuba, for the Messiah Jesus. And the receipt was signed by the Eidim in Nisan, but she didn't get the ksuve until Tishrei, half a year later. Then, in Tishrei, when he paid her the ksuve, she handed over the receipt that was signed, that had the date of Nisan, and it was signed by the Eidim, also Aleph B'Nisan. But actually, without the Aloha Feid of Yosum Zohalei, so it's in Mugdel. So the Gemara says, according to Abaye, even though he paid her the ksuve, in Tishrei half a year later, but since it has retroactive effect, so Mela is considered as if it had been paid, if it had been paid in this, because they are similar. So Tesis says, Af al pi, ששתה מחיר הנמסה ולקוחס תחילו, אין אימייל ותרף הבעל כדין, וכי נאמר לילגה בשחוק העבודים, ונראה שאתה כונס חכון. בודה, שאין מושאי סדרה יסדיק הלוך. If it's Reisik Aloche, so there is no problem. How does it apply to Shtashich? But this sheet is the Konos Chacham. Finir is the Konos Chacham, Mish, Ezech, Mish, Aschsime, Afal Pish, Ali Nimsa, Le Yad Yom, Rabi, Achekei. She loy kein leilom, Le Yuch, Leidim, Lachzim. Elo Yiru, Amsira. So that's the reason it's why the Chacham, Mom, Misaki. Elo Yiru, Amisira, Mish, Mokshoshe, because of the Nisim, Ve Nos, Na Tishre, O Mas, Bim, Beine, U Beine. Uli Yenisea, Nira, Dimevet, Boal, Bas, Yisroel, Kedim, Shebol, Yodei, Gechichu, Shepost, Why? Because since it's a konis chachomim, and the first lotion is in kiyavir chachom lakadom matires on the mele, it's not shayach li gabi isa. Vishemo, then it's another lotion. Gabi isa zoche, gam gabi isa zoche li mishasime. Afo pidu li shayach taimil parishes, mikol mokin li pluk rabonim viyish kiyavir chachom lakadom matires. So it's dova poshut. That in regard to the king moment, there is a loche of Ivosum Zachol, because the Gemara Mefereshes after test, not Shayach. It's not a totally Machlekes Rishenim, the Gemara Mefereshes. The 2 days in Tesves, the Machlekes Rishenim is whether it applies to the king Nisa also, so the Rishenim will say it applies to king Nisa, because Ivosum Zachol is not the Rabbonon, it's the Reis. And then there is one Loshin Tesves, it is the Rabbonon, but still it applies to Isa. There's another Russian taste says that it's the Rabbonim, and mainly it applies only to King Momen, it doesn't apply to King Nisan. But the Chol HaPoches, vis-a-vis the King Momen, so either Bechsum Mzochle, it certainly applies. So we said, I mean, in order to answer the Kashi of the Tzeisek against Rashi, because Rashi says, V'chidim dimes kodim, sula ha-vishichure shicho, and the Ksais mentions two other Rashis. This is not the only Rashi. First of all, in regard to Shtashichu, Daf Yud Gimel Rashi also said that, even though many say that Rashi was Cheder Daf Yud Gimel, but he still mentions that. Now, Hoim El Mishne Daf Yud Gimel Medal. Hoim El Tnuget Zal Yishti Shtashichu Zal Abdi Umeis Lo Yitnu Lo Yitnu Achamis. So this Rashi is in Stire. With the Rashi, the Daftes, because there Rashi says that even though it's his chus, some mele, but he's not Yitzli Chayos immediately. It only means that he cannot be Chayzer, but. Is not easy. Here it's Masham Farashi, Hoimer Pnugazolishtigasin, Mastisin, Lassin, and Ten, Shalim Mostron, Lyashli Abechayov, Lifichoch, Linechliko, Chachomin Bidovo, Leimash, and Misho, Risheno, Zochle Yashliach, Le Eved Lies, Lies Mishuch, Is Luitin Lahamise, the Gitel Havad, the Motel Yode, Vichimotel Yode, Homisle Mishachre, Upokal Rishus. So this Rashi, presumably that this Rashi is Chelik and Rashi Daftes, but whether it's Chelik or not Chelik, but Rashi mentions Vichimotel Yode, Homisle Mishachre, Upokal Rishus. Why doesn't he say? Now here the Rashi says Bifeiresh. Here Rashi says Bifeiresh. That lefichu lenechliku chachom bidovol leimashem mishor rishenu zoch leyashliach leevet leis mishuchaya so mele is not mishuchaya yet so how can they give lachamise? So again the ktseis mentions because the shliach is the mishachaya, so if not for the fact that it's pokal rishuse, true, he's not mishuchaya yet, so what? The Shliach is alive, and the Shliach can be the Mishach. Then another ayah from Rashi, Ligabi Matone. Oh, the next. Well, let's go over the next piece of Gemara, and then so. Visuleke voike. So why doesn't mention ligabe giving lachamise that getisho and shechu avodim according to the mayor are shove? So the Gemara says kikotone milse dilese bishtores milse dilese bishtores loikotone. שולח רובי משמי רבבויה, הבוידים ששולח את לזה לגלו משום רבינו, שחיב דרש אומה כיסבו תנו, מונו לקלני ומייס אין קייסנין מנייסנין, שמו לגמו להכניס אל בשטר ונשטר חמיס, לצי דרש. תנו מונו לקלני דברי שחיב מה הכרסו למרים סורונדה, ותיקן רבון השם את תורי דייתי אולו בכל לי, אם לא היום מובטח שיקיים את דבורו, כי כתונה בהנוך, דלת דבורים, גלת דבורים, דמות דבורים, מילסה דלסה בשור שטורס, והוא מילסה איסה בשור שטורס, שאם מוסה שטר מתונה לשלוחי, ליטני, ליאחי, ומייס לא יתנח המיסה, דוליאקנה ליארי, הדלים תהיה שטור על יודי, והיא שייטה פוקה לרשוס. So again, why does Rashi have to say, פוקה לרשוס say? After all, there was no handing over of the star, so, some mele, how can he be in Ase? How can he be in Ase? So again, Dick says, deduces from this Rashi, that Rashi Shiti is, in all the three places, that Shlichas means that the Shliach becomes the double of the Mishalach. And he's the Megarish, he's the Mishacher, he's the Nase. So he's the Nase, so what if the Nase is dead? But he's the Nase. But Rashi says, no. True, he's an Asin, but the moment doesn't belongs already to the Yoshim. So, and the Yoshim, they don't want to give it away. But without the fact that it's Yotzom Rishus say, so then the Shliach could hand over the Shtar to the Mikabel, and they would get it. Very strange finish. All right, so it's all these three eyes. So, I think that what I said Friday, so it could be a good teretz on all the three rashes, on all the three rashes, because of Eid of Vichsum of Zohre. So in Mele, it could be a teretz even on the Rashi Dafid Gimel, because true Rashi Dafid Gimel is Chezer from Hishite, and he holds that. In the case where he says 10, then his mamish is like schei. But where he says no, so the shtar is not even written yet. So it's not shayach to say zochin. It's not shayach to say zochin. But and still Rashi has to resort to the tam v'chimotel yodei homisle mishachreir upokal rishusei. The answer is without effect. That Pokal Rishus says, so we could apply the Aloha of Eid of Vichsum Zochalei. And even according to the Loshin in Teisves, that Ligabi Isa, we don't apply it, but Ligabi Nomen, we certainly apply it. It's Gemara Mefareshes. And here it means, Luyit Lachamise, and everything remains. The Kimomen also remains, and everything, the Kimomen also, not only in the Kimonisa, remains. So that's because, but then there is one difficulty. So that means that all the three rashes apply. All the three rashes apply only a little bit about Dabai. Now it's a machlekes between Ravase and Dabai, and there is a machlekes Rishayim. The Rif and the Rambam pass like Ravase that we don't say the person of Zohar even Basrus. The Rav Netam and the Rif, they pass like Abaye that we say either person of Zohar. So does it mean that Rashi, the reason is to why Rashi mentioned, because Rashi agrees with Rabbi Tam and Dari that Aloch is like Abai. So mainly he mentions all this because Alibed Emes, since we pass like Abai. So without the fact that Pokal Rishu say, so mainly we wouldn't say, so then we would say Eidav Ursum Ezochalei, so it would be Chalim Afreya, and but because it's Pokal Rishu say, so Mele we cannot say Eidav Ursum Ezochalei, and in other words, like the Nisivis, not like the Xis. But one thing is a little difficult, because we have to say in this Rashi that all the Rashis apply it only a little bit Abai. So why doesn't Rashi spell it out? So Rashi, it's not a little bit Kulahome. Or I do, you could say it. But then, I want to say a chiddush, it's a big chiddush, but I wouldn't say it except that there is a raya from the Ramo to that effect. So he paskens like Ravasi, not like Abai, that we don't say either v'chsum of Zohore except b'shtora aknais. That's the Gemara that we give him. So the Mechaber in Simen Lametes Sifrit Gimu says, that's right, the Rambam, like the Rif and the Rambam, not like Rav Metam and the Rif. So he says in Sifrit Gimu, Kesvin Shtale Leve Afal Pishim Alvime. Because the Gemara Esi Kashi, it's a Mishnah of Basra, Kesvin Shtale Leve Afal Pishim Alvime. Why Kesvin? So there can be a Takor. Human Kosafril is Nisan, Lova Tishre, and then will be made the Shtar. The Bishtar, so then we'll collect from Likuches as of Nisan, and actually, Ishaloi Kedin. So Abaye says, Eid of Ruxum Zochale. Some may lay, it's case Vishtar, Leva, Pshmalime. But how about Ravase, who is Chilik and the Dean of Eid of Ruxum Zochale? So then the Mishnah will Basra that says, case Vishtar, Leva, for Pshmalime, has to have reference to Shtorak Nais. Shtorak Nais, in other words, when he spells it out, that even if the alvoye will not take place now, so then the nechosim should, so then he should be mechuyev. Bein alve Rashi says bein alve beloy alve. So the mechaber in Sifrit Gimel says keisvin shtar leleve afal pishim alve imi, vein keisvin shtar lemalve asher leleve imi. Ve'afilo imer amal ve'leidim kisva ashtar ve'chosmu v'yeh b'yetchem v'imyove alei ve'lahaks minut nu lei v'imlaf tikru ein shemle b'amer dvar mamurim dat kis v'nishtar lei v'afat mal shemel v'bishtar ha'knais b'shtar sheyesh b'kinyan, not where it's kinyan suda. So because if you make a kinyan suda, so then the shibud takes effect immediately. If at the time of the halvoy, so you make it in Sida, so you don't even have to have halvoy. You can misrive yourself without halvoy if you mikabu kinyan. So the medvah amurim bishtar sheyesh bekinyan shari mishor shekonum yodin ishtab nechosov. So mele there is no choshe of dilma kosafilul is benisim lelova tishre. So what if lelova tishre? But there was mikabu kinyan, so the nechosim became shubet. Even without Alvoy, if I want to be mischayev myself, if Reuven wants to be mischayev himself to Shimon $1,000, so Shimon doesn't have to give him a loan of $1,000, he just is mikabel kinyan. In other words, if Shimon will give him his handkerchief to Reuven, and Reuven would mischayev himself $1,000, he'll be mechuyev, and Chosson will become mishubet. Shari shekonu miyodesh nishtab nechisof. Avol shtar she'in bikinyen, afil mosa moiz lelewe vifoneinu, in case vin afil lelewe at yiyem alvim. In other words, he paskens like Ravasina. So the Ramor has a goy. And when the Machada says, המדבר האמור עם בשטר שיש בקניין, שהרמישור שקונו מיודן נשתף נחוסף לי, אוי שקוסף בשטר להדיה, שהנחוסים יהיו משיבודים לא ימי עכשיו. So even if there was no Kabbalist Kinyan, but if it was spelled out in the Shtar, no Kinyan Suda, but if it was spelled out in the Shtar, that the Nechosim should be Mishubet right now, even if the Mesiras HaShtar will take place every year later, so now Chosim should be in Shubet right now. So it's also a case in Shtala Leiva for Pishim Alvimi. And there is no Choshe, Dilma Kosafil Benisin Lovatishre, even without Kabbalah Skiyim, because he spelled it out in the Shtar. So, Ran per Beis Diksuves, Vinim Kayesef per Kamedim Matsi. Let's see the Shach. So the Shach in Sif Mem, Oishe Kosa Bishtar Behedye, Din Ze Tzorach Leinim. The Shach is Chilik and Ram. And even though the Ramo mentions a Ran per Beis Diksuves, Vinim Kayesef per Kamedim Matsi, so as far as Kayesef per Kamedim Matsi is concerned, so he says the Kayesef doesn't even say it. And then, as far as the Ran in Ksuves is concerned, so at first he admits the Shach, that the Ran says like that, but he says the Ran is difficult and he's really can it, the Ran. Then at the end he says it's possible to explain the Ran that even the Ran doesn't say it. Anyway, it's a machlekes between the Rambo and the Shach. Din zetzorch liyun, shalei huska bishum peisek lechalik bikach. Vigam bishas mashma, the limhanel ravase rakstore aknaise, vigam limstavake, the chibn do ravase, loyam grenade versum zochle, mabikach shem shabbat limarshof, safe, safe, storly motel yode adlib safe, bishlem in the case, so I makes a kin suda, so kin suda itself creates his chives in shibut nchos, without alvoy, some mele, and if there is alvoy, it's goa. But in the case where there is no Kabbalah Skiyin, but he is spelled out in the Shtar, I'm Mishabed Nechosim as of the present. Even if the Alvoy will take place a few years later, I'm still, my Nechosim should be Mishubed as of today, as of Nis. So what? After all, since there was no Kabbalah Skiyin, so the Shibud Nechosim has to take effect as a result of the Shtar. And since we don't pass Kneida V'chsum Abzochenle, according to Ravase, some mele, when can the Kinyan Shtar take effect after the Mesiras Hashtar? The Mesiras Hashtar isn't here. That's the Hasoge of the Shach, Bigamu Mistabakin, the Chidin to Ravase, and Amone, the Sun Zochle, Mabikach Shibit Limachshov, safe, safe, Shtorli, Model Yode Adlib safe. Vigam lo mistaber de miachshof yehodif mi mosale amois lifoneinu sheine meil af al gav de miach mosale amois nishtabdo le nechosof li maida amunan shibure de reise el vadai eini klum admot hashtal yode u ma she kosuv bidak meishe din ze bishim rampe at beizik suves de nikieise perkamen metzie vechein yosha bishochonoch shes so lesse the Bnitiyes, the Bnitiyes, the Perikam, the Metzia, the Chinyas, the Bnitiyes, the Kam, the Metzia, Pshite, the Loi Mashma, Mide. Ach, the Ram, Per, Beis, the Ksuve, Sisekein, Avo, Gam, Tor, Tor, anyway, he's made the Chathchile, the Daran does say it, but he's Chilek on it. Then he says it's possible to explain the Ran, that even the Ran, in such a way that the Ran doesn't say it, and he uses a certain expression, well, it's not necessary to go over it. Anyway, there is a Machlekes. The bottom line is there is a machlekes between the Ramo and the Shach. So now, according to Ravase, that we don't say the Bursum of Zohalei, so the Ramo says, and the Pashtus Haloshon of the running service is that way, that if he spells out in the Shtar that the Shibut should be Chal right now, so then. That the Shibut should be Chal right now, so then they can be Kesef Shtar Lelei Ve'Avo Pishim Alvim. So the Shach is Chelik. So what? If there is Kabbalah Skinyan, so then the Kabbalah Skinyan itself creates the Chiyuv. But if there is no Kabbalah Skinyan, so the Shibut has to be Chal for the Shtar. And since Ravase is chilek on the din of Eidu Vosun Zochlei, so when can the Kinyan Hashtar take effect? After the Mesire. So how can we be Kesef Shtar Lelei V'Avo Pishim Alvim? So what's the Pshat in the Ramo? And the Pashtus Haloshon is the Ran says. So I think it's a Chiddush, I know it's a Chiddush. But that will explain the Ran and the Ramo very well. In other words, Ravase is chilek on Eidu Vosun Zochlei. But suppose that's mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. Suppose the Leve says to the Eidim, you sign Shtar Alvoye for me, but I want you to be Zeicha in that Shtar, as of the Chsime. So then everybody agrees. The machlekes between Abaye and Ravasi stop. But if the Leve, when he tells, tells them, I want you to be Zeiche as of the Chsime, then they become the Shluchim. Then they become the Shluchim. So Mimele, the Shite of the Ran and the Ramo is that when is Ravase Chilik, and Abaye's Din of Fidavos and Zochale is stop. But if the Leve tells the Eidim, spells out, I mean, if the Shtar spells it out, that the Leve is Mishabed Nechosim, as of the present moment, so that means that it's like Mi'achshav L'Achalamet. That means it's like Mi'achshav L'Achalamet. In other words, since, even though, suppose he would say to the Eidim, I want you to be Zeich in the Matone right now. Right now, so it's like telling the Eidim, you be the Shliach Likabole for the Mikabo Maton. But so then Ravasi agrees with Abai. But Stam, Bashink in the case, so the Ramo says, in the case where he says, spells out in the Shtar, that is Nechosima Meshubetz right now, even before the Alvoy. So what does it mean? It means that he wants them to start being Zeiche for the Malve right now. But when should it be completed? After it's Motel Yodei. So it's like Me'achshav L'Achalamet. So Memele, when he says Me'achshav L'Achalamet Feresh, then even Ravase will agree with Abaye's Din that we say Eid of Chsim of Zohalei. So Memele, we don't have to say in the Rashi, because Rashi paskins like Abaye. So Rashi should say it. And Rashi's derech is, whenever there is a machlekes, sometimes he explains it dafke like the mandoma, that we don't pask. But Rashi's shiti is that in this case, if we say, so since, let's say in the case here, Milse diise bishtoros leikotone. So in other words, bishtoros is the same din. Vo milse diise bishtoros. She mosashta mashtone lishluche, litne leache, umeis, so since tenis gisri, so mimele, and if tenis gisri, so then means that the chaleis should be, they should start being zeiche right now. But it's not like Tzchei Mamesh. In other words, Tzchei Mamesh means it should start taking effect right now and for good. But since he insists upon an isine that should be matir yodei, so it means it should be me'achshav l'chalamet. So since it's me'achshav l'chalamet, so mainly even Ravase will agree that we say the Vosom Zochalei. When does Ravase say that we don't say the Vosom Zochalei? If he doesn't spell out Schelim, but if he says no, so that means like spelling out Schei. And if he's, but it's not mamish like Schei. Schei means you should be Zeche right now completely. And but if he says no, so it means you should start being Zeicha now and it should stretch out until it is Matyal Yodei. So in such a case, since he said Tzchei that the Chalei should start taking effect right now, so Mimele, even Ravase will agree that we say either Bukhsum of Zochalei, some Zochalei, as the Ran says and as the Ramo says, so Mimele, Rashi has to resort to the Tam. Why is it bottle? Because pokal rishus.
Well, my so why do we have to come on to a Lamaisa? Why is it necessary to come ahead to someone's Avon? Like, if this is what the Avon wants in any event, if the Avon Be'etzem wants the Shliach to be Mesachin this thing to the Eved, so we don't have to come on to a someone's Avon. Like, he could be Mesachin the Eved when he gets to this actual Avon type of a Chalaisi without a someone's Avon.
No, in Achaname, we don't have to resort to the extra halacha of Abai. But it's the same thing. It's the same mondes.
That's why
Rashi has to resort to the term. Why is it bottled? Because Pokal Rishus and like the Nisivis.
Oh, because we have the same condition.
That's right. In Achaname. All right, now. Now the Gemara asks the Kashe, Voike Lishmo, why did it mention only Shleisha Dvorim, Alibi the Rabbonon of Rameyer, and Alibi the Rameyer, Abo Dvorim, the other things that are coming between Shtar Shichor and Get, Voike Lishmo, so that applies to Get, it applies to Shtar Shichor, Bishleimele Rabbe, Haine Melech Meiv, because one of the three things is mentioned, Melech HaMeivei, is the same Vernechtam. According to Rabbi, what's the purpose of a Vernechtam? Because of Lishmo. So it's already implicit in Melech HaMeivei. El Lehove, so Melech HaMeivei is because of Eden Yisrael Mekayimei. But Lishmo is not mentioned, so there is a fourth thing. El Rove Kash, Visu Bein Rabbi, Bein Rove, Liki Mechuber. So the Gemara is the Teres, Ki Kotone Psulet Rabbonon, the Reise Loi Kotone, in other words, the Reise only mentions the three things that are common to Shtar Shichu and to Get, which is mit Rabbonon, but the Reise Dik Aloch, the Reise doesn't mention. V'achoye Shal Yivit Yehovin, the Psulet the Reise Yivit Kotone, because Achoye is so it's Shove is mentioned, that it's shovel is avodim and gitinoshim, and there is the rice apostle because the edim are going, so the rice apostle, and still he mentions, so we see that the rice mentions common things between get and shtashicho that are with the rice. So the Gemara is the terrible big misir or chadlezer when the price says the chalash stories hoelim ba'choy shalivit kechovim avol pisher is mean the chovim sheirim chutim nosh chavodim. It has reference to the case where the psul by getting noshim shechavodim is only the rabbonon. True that the signatories are goyim, are judges goyim, but the misir are Israel, a Israeli. So Mimele Midrais is kosher, and the only psul is because Mizuyef Miteiche. Mizuyef Miteiche is a psul Midrabonon, that's why it's listed. But the Braise does not list psul Midraise that are common between Gitinoshim and Shravan. Rabbeinu Meir Yitzchak Kar said, but Mitone Seif, Rabshim Neim Rafaelu, Ksheirim. Vyoma Rabzir Yorat, Rabshim Shitos, Shrab Lezer. Domar in Misri Karse, Michal Tanekame Sova Loi. So, since Rab Shimon says Afeluk Sheirim, and the Pshat in Rab Shimon, because Rab Shimon agrees with Rab Lezer, so the Tanekame, so Rab Shimon says, since he agrees with Rab Lezer, that in the case where the judges are going, but in Misri are Jews, so then it's kosher even by Gidinoshim Shechavodim. But Tanekame says it's not kosher. So obviously Tanekame does not agree with Reb Lezer. So how can you say that Tanekame also agrees with Reb Lezer? So the Gemara says, Ike b'naye sheines m'vokim, that both agree with Reb Lezer. Not only Reb Shimon agrees with Reb Lezer, in Misri Karse, but the Tanekame also agrees with Reb Lezer. And the price has reference to the case where the Dimisira Aksherim are Jews, but the signatories, the Idrsime, are Goyish judges. So then Tanekame says it's possible with Rabbonon because of Mizuif Miteiche. And Rab Shimon says it's not even possible with Rabbonon. But Rab Shimon is Chelik and the whole din of Mizuif Miteiche? No. Rab Shimon also agrees that there is a Midrabbanan, there is a psul of Mizuev Teichei. But Rav Shimon holds, when is there is a possible Midrabbanan by Mizuev Teichei, if the names of the Goyim are not peculiarly Goyish names. So then it's possible Midrabbanan. Why is it possible Midrabbanan? Because if we are machsheret, so since the names, Samuel. So Samuel could be a Jew and could be not a Jew. I mean, it could be a Jew and not a Jew. It's not a peculiarly Goyish name. So Mele, the Besdin might make a mistake. They'll see Samuel, he signed it. If the Chesmin, they'll think it's a Jew. So sometimes when the Isha will produce dead get and Samuel is signed. So Mimele, they'll think it's a Jew and they'll give her a heta to get married. And no, even if they annoy the Messiah. But in the case where the names are peculiar, Shemus Mivokin, it's obviously Goyish name. I don't know today, what is there such a name as certainly Goyish name? I don't know whether today there is such a thing. I don't know about Adam. Is there a Jewish name? Are there Jews whose name is Adam? So what is a...
Luke,
what?
Muhammad.
Muhammad. If the names of the judges is Muhammad, so then there is no takole. So, according to Nekame, even if the name is Muhammad, so it's still possible to have Muhammad. But according to Rav Shimon, if the name is Shemus Mivokin, it's not even possible to have Muhammad. Now let's go over the Rashi. V'yikel lishmo, dishovi ginoshin shravodim, bishlein l'rabi domot hakamte melech meivi, vishinkin lishmo, hain melech meivi, v'yikel mechuga diposel, v'tavaya tichsi, v'chos avinosan, Mishin Mechus Alexidon Sine, Yosin Shem Husaksitze, Vishichu Gomalolo, Psulu the Rabbon and Melech Mevi, Rabbon and Udas Rechol the Mail for Nechta. It Kusi Postle the Rabbon and Bishal Stores. There's a Knus Tomaye Lipsule. Why is it Postle the Rabbon? Because true that the Rambam says, Happy calls him the Amosrim Loitzrichu Chachomim the Neso Bechal Psuledes, Shalimono Rishi Israel, Avalelu, Prusne Makum. But Kusim, they didn't believe in Teresh Baal Peh, and many Yikri Adas, but they are Tinik Shenishbo. Some Mele is gone, so it's not possible to listen to Raisi. But Stam Kusim is an Amoretz. It's Loi B'mikhov, Loi Mishnah, Loi B'dei Acheretz. So it's possible to listen to Rabbonon. So Amoretz is only a Psul, the Rabbonon. Postum drabon mishastos as it comes to my lipsu a hoyes le kami porich va hoyes so reise she ni du som kosha nu vi sheni betes di git nu gdushen vi rachmon oma vi kosha vi nosan mi she yesh ni bchol ni sine yesh ni khatsi I mean we find that in Rashi many times but it's remarkable. Rashi says a hoyes le kami porich, so that would be shayach if that kashe of le kami porich would be a daf later. It's mamish. Right after that, the Gemara has the kash. Immediately, when the Gemara says, "Kigotan psul the rabbonon the raisa likotan," v'achoy shalim kachom psul the raisa. It's not the next daf. So why does Rashi have to say? So I mean, there is a didactic lesson from that we see, because Rashi anticipated. Sometimes a person will go over the Gemara, and he can't go any further. He'll stop here. So then he'll remain without understanding. So that's why Rashi informed him immediately. I mean, that shows the devotion. I mean, and the devotion to every future Talmud in Rashi. All right, it's a remarkable thing.
Beit Misira Masnis. So Rashi is saying that the reason why of course apostle is because of Kosa Manasa, and if not for Kosa Manasa, Rashi Shita would be. There's no
Ksulman affair on. No, in other words, because it's a special Xeros HaKosov. There is no Allah, he has to be Bichlal that.
I said
last week, because that's only one psul. But there are other psulimes. Tesis also first mentions the din of enmikir ditin abdushin, and then he mentions because he goes posleides. So Rashi means the same thing. Eidim misire mas nisni mach, v'shosh tzoros v'poshto v'anekin dikin misire, v'rab lezer idom eidim misire kaose, v'in tzoch lachtem v'get, v'chi kosav kro, v'chi kosav aksi v'saget ksi, v'lo yachsin v'side eidim, ומס ניסן בשיקוס וספר ישראל והשמינו מס ניסן מרב לזר מזויף מתייחי וכסים הסיידים פסולים שהוא פוסול ואף על גב דיקי עכשיו מסירה בוט מזויף מתייחי מדרבון והי פסולים דרבון ומגזיר דיל מוסל מיסמח עליי ולא ידי מסירה וכי עכשיו רב לזר יחד וכסים על יסעד בכלל אפילו גיטי נושם שירים וכסים כל אומר רב שירים ורפים שתוסי ואשר מסירה וכשקוס וספר ישראל so רב שימן is מכשיר ריב מרבונון so obviously why because he agrees with רב לזר so obviously that an הנקמה was not מכשיר so he's חיליק on רב לזר מיכל טרנקה סבא לא יקר זה מסירה אלא יחסים מסורי רייסי so he more says both agree with רב לזר But in the case of Shemes Mevokim, Reb Shimon holds there is not possible even with Rabbanon, because there is no Choshe Dil, maybe Bezdin will be Semich, because Bezdin will see that Muhammad is not a Jewish name, and Tanekame is Chelek, Ike Benay Shemes Mevokim, Tereima Tanekame Bishitos with Rab Lezer Koye, and with Rabbanon, they pass the Dil Mosul Mismach Achsumim, and Meisri Bifneyem. ואוס רב שימוי מיימר עם שבס ווקים דלכי חובי מי שישראל נקרואים בעצם שמס לב אני מזוי מתייחי דמי דרב לזר דקול על מיד דלכי חובי מי ולוי עושה למיס מחלאי ולוי למסיע Now the question is So why the Tanakam החלק? I mean everybody knows the name means Muhammad So the Bezdin will know that he can't give a heter to the Isha to get married unless She produces a demisir. So Amine, Israel, and Kame are afraid. So apparently, the machlekes between Tanakame and Reb Shimon is what's the time that from Israel Mitechi? According to Reb Shimon, the time is maybe this get itself. So Bezdin will be Semech and this get without producing the demisir. As a matter of fact, Tesis, at the beginning of Gittin, mentions that. But the Tanakhama says it's not just a choshe. Maybe this get itself. So a bezdin will rely on the idechsime without the without the misire appearing. But if we were to allow this get that has the name Muhammad in it, so then sometimes in the future, so they would. So we know that in this get there are misir. But if we say it's kosher with goyim, eider sime, so sometimes one might make a mistake, like all gzeres in the Gemara. Someone might make a mistake and be machshir a get with goyishe eider sime, even without any misir yisrael. Some mele, even if the shir is working. According to Reb Shimon, it's not exactly. What's that?
Like Rashi on Yeravot Beis.
What?
Rashi
on
Yeravot Beis
seems
to say that
that one
will rely only on his Edom.
Only on
the Edom,
yeah.
The
last line
in Rashi. The
few what? Yeravot
Beis, the last line in Rashi.
Or do you mean Rashi says maybe they'll be used as Edom Yisira also? Yeah. In Chanam. So it's exactly. So even Shemes Mevokim, but if Bezdin will allow one time, Goyish Eidech Sime in Iget, so true in this present case, they are Eidech Misira Yisrael. But someone will see, who is not a London, he'll see Bezdin allowed going to be a Sime, oh, a Goyish Koshaleides. A Goyish Koshaleides. Some Mele, they'll be used as for Eidech Misira too. But all right, Rashi says they'll be used for the misire, or because why does Rashi say Dilma Kosel Misra Batai and Mismachalai? Because Rashi Shita is that like Rav Natan, that Chov Beis, that that even according to Reb Meir, there has to be a demisira because of indorosh of the other parash mishnai. So maybe he cannot be gezer. Maybe they'll be used as a dechsime without a demisira altogether, because you can't avoid them according to Rashi, like hamantam shite, because of indorosh of the other mishnai. So Rashi says maybe the same goyim will be used for a demisira, because since Bezin allowed it in one case, going to be used as Eder Sime, apparently they are competent as Eidim, so they can be used for Eder Misira too. But according to the other Rishayim, who say that Eder Sime without Eder Misira, the Rif and Rambam Shite, is good, even Alibede Rebleza, because Eder Sime are Eder Misira. So then we don't have to say Dilme Kosel in Mimsere Bapai or Mizrachalai, but maybe there is Exere if we allow a Shtar, a Get, with a Yechsime goyim, even though Hashem is mevokim, but somebody will say, oh, you see, a goy is kosher eres. Who says that a goy is not kosher eres? He will not know the halacha of achicha and a gittin ubdush, he will not know this halacha. He will say, a goy is kosher eres. So, mele, they will be used for a Yechsime, but rashi shitosi dafra base, that you cannot have a get with a Yechsime without a Misire. So he was forced to say, Dilme Kosel Mimsar Bapai Mizrachalai. But it's the same thing, but Rashi says.
Why is that Machlokes Tanakama and Shimon Tali, the two reasons of if according to
why does Rab Shimon say Shimon is invoking his kosher? But Zeira Dilme Osel Limimsar Bapai, so Rab Shimon is not Geza for that. But Rab Shimon is only gaze here. Maybe this get itself, so Bezin will rely on it without the Misire coming for Bezin. And Tesis explains it that way. Because Tesis, Tesis Dav Dalet, the Medalet. Tamil Ri, Mayin, Shalil, Shmolim, Zuyat, Mitechai, Shechresni, Bechrevim, Psulim, Dosam, Vidim, Ifsum, Shindil, Noosel, Mismach, Laila, Shio, Laitzi, Momim, Alpiem, Af, Alpisha, Dover, Emes, Saint Lassiske.
Chaisis means that she'll come 10 years later and want to prove that she's Mubarashis.
That's right.
So using them as a Higaraya,
even though Klapishmai is guiding, so I. But best need. Because the price in Shvuas, minayin liyidea bechaveri shu gazlen shosol istarif imei, shenemun vashay katiyocho. Even though there will not be any mirshon, but it's a nisa. That's the term of Rab Shimon. So memeil vashim is mevokim is not shayach.
But we're worried about 10 years later from
now.
We're worried
about
the future.
10 years later, also Muhammad is.
Right, same thing. So then, if Hashem is involved, we don't have to worry.
That's right.
But what is the type of the
Tanakama is gaze here. Maybe they'll be used as edemisire.
In this very case.
In this case or another case, all the time. In this case, another case, because people get the impression he goes special edes. If you go to special aides, he can be used in a regular aides. He'll be a professional aid in Gittin. Ich bin ein Schemes Mivokin. Karim hat eine Kamisch, das ist Rabbi Zakoyim, der Rabbonen und die Pasle. Dil mei osel misnach achis mi mumbos le bifneien vos rab shimu mei malum shimis mi vokim de eidei kichovi mei shimisol mikroim beisim shemis lava ni mizuyat mitteich imi de rableza di kula alma yada de eidei kichovi mei vile osel misnach alaye beloi misirem na di gemore esna la kashi vo chazore de reise di katone among the common characteristics in Gdinoshi Chavodim is mentioned Chazore, Uchidiv Reb Meir Barbo, but that's the Reise Dik Aloche, not the Rabbonim Dik Aloche, because if it's a Chayif, so mit Reise it can be Chayze. So we see that the Reise mentions Shivuim, similar things between Gittin and Shtashichu, that are mit Reise. V'chazore de Reise kotone, elo ki kotone milzeles. So now the Gemara is chaser from what the Gemara said, that the Reise only mentions similarities that are mid Rabbonon, not mid Reise. So the Braise mentions similarities that are with the Raisa also. So, but then you ask, why doesn't it mention Lishmo? Why doesn't it mention Mechuber? Because the Braise only mentions similarities between Gittin and Shtashicho that are peculiar to Gittin and Shtashicho and are not true of Shtagdush. But similarities that are not only peculiar to Gittin and Shtashicho but are true of Shtagdush also, that the Braise doesn't mention. Lishmo applies to Shtagdush. Mechuber, the psul of Mechuber applies to Shtagdush also. Chazor erotzel arza b'shneyem v'ramei apsul el raise udo kim libot m'shalosh v'chusei dishliach nimso shenishluchei v'in kangirishn klal v'ayne di raise rachmon oma v'nosam yodo v'zol enosam lihu v'lo ishluchei hoche galsinon elo kiko tonem milze lese b'kdushin klima ki pachinon li ilo ike mechuba v'lishmo lo itish ne psul el raise l'kdushin elo ime milze lise b'kdushin lo ikotone zin lishmo mechuba v'isenam b'shol k'dushin ki lichziv yosom beise v'o iso lishache iska shavaya li itziye avel von der Nacht auf Lesse begduschen, in der Kante der Rabbonen bei Alme hier begitten, die Lungen aus dem Baal, mit Ari und Postelei, weit Kussi Name in die Kosche begduschen, der Heidachsche, because it Kussi is Kosche, in Gerten Stachicho, because by Gerten Stachicho, there is a special Takone, of in dem Chismi oder Sebef Nizeh. Because sometimes there could be a Mirchel in case the Baal tells 100 people Chsume, and he's marked it kulchem chsumu. And then, if it would be mutar for once aid to sign, not in the presence of the other aid, so the moment two aidim signed it, even though the rest, the 98 others, didn't sign it, she'll get married, and she's still an ishishish. And by Shtashich also, there'll be a mirchel. Mashenkin by Gdushin, there is no takone of Einoidim Chis Meozebet Mezeh. So Mele by Shtar Gdushin, so if there is one Eidikusi, so it's possible. So, Milze Nishmotone Kolishmo Mechuber Isnam Shtar Gdushin, Nishmotone Kolishmo Mechuber Isnam Shtar Gdushin, Nishmotone Kolishmo Mechuber Isnam Shtar Gdushin, aber von der Nachtabla sie begdushin, tachan trabon im Baal mei begitten, du muss ein Baal mei au Postlei, veit kusi name ni kosha begdushin, da hai de achshere begitten, eine Teil will kam, und ja geht doch ich, und es habe ich seh, masche inki mich aus Storres, va acho is name lese begdushin, ich hedike ich in Isira Yisrael, die beget wie Schicho und die Gazre, dil muss le mis noch allein, mit zirin gita achine, aber begdushin kibin der Reiz in Kodeshes, mischu mei di Misire, i amret him in Kodeshes, Shares, Shares, Hishis, Islame, So then Gemara Sikashe Bochazore Gufe. So you say that the Braise doesn't mention similarities in Gittin and Shtar Shichu that are also true of Shtar Gdushin. But Rameya mentions the Be'arbo, the similarity of Chazore. So Chazore is so Bein Beget. And Bein Bishtashicho, the Odin can be Chazer if he said 10 Shtashichos Alavdi. And the same thing is true of Ishtar Gdushin. Suppose the Baal will say to the Shliach, 10 Shtar Gdushin Zeh, the Isha Plainis, then he can be Chazer. Why? Because Gdushin is also a Chayv. Gdushin is also a Chayv. ובאחינו חזרו גופי יסי בקדושן, שימוס השטר קדושן לשלוחי, ורוצו לארזר חייזר, ואין כאן זכוס או לא דאוס או לא הכל העלמה, ומשמע היסטורי מסחד נסר, now here we have a very important deal from Rashi. Now Rashi says, of that the Gemara says, that if the Baal tells the שליח, תן שטר קדושן זה, the plain is, and then he wants to be chayzer, so he became chayzer. Even if he'll say schay, because Gdushin is a chay. So that's how Rashi explained, because it's a chay. Why is it a chay? Because she becomes osra kula ome. So it's mashma from this Rashi, that if Gdushin had been his chus, then he couldn't be chayzer. It's not such a portion. The Kseis mentions in Machlekes Rishenim whether we say Zochen Le Odom Shaloi Bifanov. So why do you mean Zochen Le Shaloi Bifanov? Reuven wants to give him matana to Levi so he can tell Shimon, suppose this is my sefer, and I want to give him matana to Levi, but Levi is not here, but Shimon is here, so I tell Shimon, pick up that sefer and be zeichet for it. So Shimon is zeichet for Levi. So that zochim leodom. So we say you apply schie to the daskene. But suppose it's his chus to take away a chifes from someone. Let's say by chomets, the chomets of la pesach is also. So the Magen Avraham says that if, let's say, I know a certain Jew, he went to South America, and I'm sure that he's not going to sell the chametz, but I'm a good friend of his. He has a lot of chametz. Let's say he owns A&P, so there is so much, millions of dollars. So then, and I'm a devoted friend of it. So I say, now it's a base in the morning. I have to help him out. Because if I don't sell his chametz, so then he will not be able to sell the chametz. Lacha Pesach, I suppose, is an Asian mitzvah also. So it's the biggest chus for him. I mean, and he certainly wants it. Can I? So Magen Avraham says that I can sell all the chametz. Do you go? Because it's his chus, but it's not such a devil poshut. Because this would involve a shayla. Because that's not an union of Zochin Leodon, it's Zochin Meodon. So the Xeis mentions in Machlekes Rishenim, whether we say Zochin Leodon, Zochin Meodon. In other words, the Rishenim, the Rashba Nidol. So he holds, we only say Zochin Leodon. In other words, in case of Ischus, we can be give away a Chifetz that when a Matonet is Ischus. Nothing is lost, everything is gained. In other words, if I give a chifetz to Levi, and I tell you, you be zeichet. So, what does Levi lose? Everything to gain, nothing to lose. But in case of taking away a chifetz, even if it's everything to gain, like in the case of chometz, there is no aloche, according to the Rashba, there is no aloche of zochim meyoda. Now, like Dushin, in so far, what does he say here? He says, "Shimosa shtark dushin lishluche v'rotzolar zecheizer dein kamschuslo di osolo akol alme." So in other words, so the reason as to why we cannot be zeicher for dishe that she should be mikodeshes, she shouldn't be able to chizer because it's not his chus. But suppose it is his chus, then we could apply the law. But here is Zochim Meodom, because the Isha is not a Das Kene. She is a Das Makne. Who is the Kene? In the Kene Nisa of Isha. The Baal. What is that?
Not taking anything away from her. It's not a Meodom. You're taking something away from
we
her.
We take her away. We take her away. We take her away.
She's called it's, Das Makne.
Now we take away everything. We take away her away. She's not just a Gemara away, a piece of Chometz away. It's we take her away. I mean, she's the Das Makne. In regard to the Baal is Das Kene. If Rashi had mentioned it, the Gabi the Baal, then we understand. So it's Zochin Leodom. But as far as the issue is concerned, she's the Makne. She's the Makne. Unless we say again, the Rana Nidor. Unless we again mention the Rana Nidor. So then it's no right. But if we don't
what
say...
The
Ram Nidorim says that since by Dushin there is aloche, daf lamed in Nidorim, I think. So the Ram... Daf lamed, no? Yeah, daf lamed. Yeah. So the Ram says that since by Dushin there is aloche, ki yikach, loy ki sikach, loy ki slokach, so the Baal does the whole thing, so mele there is no yin of das makni either. No, so she has to submit. She has to be mafka herself. And the Baal is like Zeichem Naevka. I'm sure that the modern women and the modern men will not like it. but most Rishenim Achelik Amra. Most Rishenim Achelik Amra. Zdran Shiti. I think he's a Yochid Aram. All the other Rishonim say that it's halacha of das makne. It's halacha das makne. But the halacha of kiyikach loikisikach has no bearing on it. Because kiyikach loikisikach means the maizag rishon has to be done by the Baal. But it has nothing to do with das makne. So the Ram is the yochik. But if we don't say that the Rashi Shite is like the Ram, so then it's a raya brure. That Rashi Shite is that we say not only Zochim Leodom, we also say Zochim Meod. Alright, now, so the Gemara is the Kashe, Upachinon, Hazore Gufi, Sibigdushin, Shimosa, Slakushin, Shluche, the Rotzalarza, Chesa, Dein, Kanskusulo, Dosla, Kula, Almem, Shimai, Story, and Mishaim, and Sel. So how can you say, Mil Sedis, Sibigdushin, Leikatone, that the Price only mentions similarities between Getisho and Shtashicho, that are true of Getisho and Shtashicho and are not true of Gdushin, but Reb Meir mentions similarities of being able to be Chazer, and that similarity applies to Gdushin also. So Gemara says, Bishliches Bal Kocho, the Begeresh Nisel Gdushin lesson. Here there is a machlekes between Rashi and Tesis in the Pshat. So as the Gemara says, "Bishlichet bal kocho klema, dum yedigitin lemishkachas lo bikdushin, doshli aze mishtalachet zlo ligarsho bal kocho, vichin leved li shachrei al kochei, avo bikdushin lo hoyo nase shliachet zlo al kocho, hilka hoche katone, bozu sho bikitin orshe mishuch avodim, she shli aze hoyo nase shliachet zlo al kochon, vimkot ha'abal chizeya, Mashain ki migdushin dafal gav de chayzer loy dum yedahanehu. So Rashi says, the price when it says that gitinoshim and shechavodim are analogous to each other, in that in both, if the Baal said, the Baal or the Odin said to the Shliach, tein get zel ishti, shtashichu zel avdi, he cannot be chayzer. It is reference to the case where the Odin said to the Shliach, ten Shtashichu zele avdi, and the Eved says, he screams, he doesn't want to give him shuchah. And by get, what the Isha doesn't want to be divorced. So mele in such a case, by shtagdushin, it's not shayach altogether. How could he mekadish an Isha if the Isha says, I don't want to get married? So the Isha says, the kash, let's see the thesis. Pirish kuntres, vore katone bezu shabigit noshi shechavodim, sheshli azenas ishlechet li bal kocho, vinrot habal chizeh, ma shein kein bigdushin, daf al gav de chizeh, lav du midanu, uvei nire, di maire bishlichet bal kochaye, so why ad rabbonon chilik ham rabmeya? Rabmeya, kadiva rabmeya babo, but rabbonon not babo, but mon efshach, if it Reb Meir has reference to the case where the Eved says, I don't want to be Eitz L'Chaos, I like my master, I don't want to be Eitz L'Chaos, so then the Rabbonon will also be made that he can be Chazer, because how can one be Zeicha Bal Kocha? That's a Gemara Mefereshe Simbo Basre, it's a Mishnah Mefereshe Simbo Basre, that if somebody, let's say Reuven, tells Shimon, be Zeicha in the Matone for Levi, then when Levi hears, he says, I don't want it, Yef Shibo, he's loy zoch. So there is no aloche of zochim al kocho. So why does the price say, Yochidivir Rameya Babo? But Rabbonon, he cannot be chayzer. Why can't he be chayzer? If the price is reference to the case where the Eved says, I don't want to be Yisrael Chayos. So, Omar halo Yef Shibo, it's a Mishnah Mo Pasche. If somebody is Mizake Matone, the Chavere Al Biachel, and then the Mikabo Matone, when he heard about it, he said, I don't want it. So he's not there. So there is no aloche of Zoch Noda Shalib Fono of Bal Koche. So why is there, according to the Rabbonot, a Nien of Zoch Bal Koche? That's Tesis Kash. So Tesis explains it differently. Vinire Kipir Shach. Frieden, die Bewein, die Ischui, die Schlich, die Balko, Chaye, aber Amine, die Joche, Larsia, die Frieden, die Bolia, das Schliach, die Bol, Jodo, Dome, Kibu, Schenichil, Laki, aber Duschen, die Balko, Pschite, die Chaser, und milse de lesse begduschen, hain de lesse chidisch begduschen. In other words, the pshat in this, not that the price is reference to the case where the Odin said, tein shtar shichu zele abdi, in a case where the Eved refuses to be Eitzel Echeos. So then even the Rabbonon will agree that the Gimel Chayza, because then there is no Iyan of Zochi. But the Braise only mentions similar things, so that are a Chiddush. So by Shtar Shichu it's a Chiddush. Mashenki, because it's a Chiddush. The Halacha that Rameya says that he can be Chizer, because I could say, since he can be Mishacher, the Eved Bal Kolche is a Mele, where even Al the Shliach he should be Chizer. So, Kamashvila, no, since it's a Chayv, so he still can be Chizer. Mashinkim Bagdushni couldn't be Mikadish Bal Kolche. So, of course, it's a double poshut that he can be Chizer. But so the Kashi is what's the Pshat Kashi. So one thing is muchach from Rashi. Now don't you say the kosher leisni shalul bar kocho val haba for rabbi? That's another kasha. But what's the teretz and thesis kasha against Rashi? Rashi says that the braise that says uchidiver at meir bar bo has reference to the case where the Odin says tein shtar shichol zele avdi, in a case where the eved says I don't want to be yisrael chayos. So how do the rabbanim say he cannot be chayzer? That's halacha matone, that if Reuven is mizake a matone to Levi through Shimon, and when Levi hears about it, he says, "I don't want." So it's not chal. There is no union of zochin malko. So obviously, Rashi agrees with the shita of the Rashba in Dushan. The Rashba in Dushan says, it mentions a bit chiddush, that only by matone we say Bal Kocho, there is no Aloch of Zochin. Because Matone is not his Chuzdom. On an ideal level, it's a Chedif. Same Matone is here. But fortunately or unfortunately, people are not on that Madrege. So they like Matone. It's Nafshi Shalot and Mahmoud Osan. But on an ideal level, Matone is a Chedif. Same Matone is here. The ideal thing is Nigia Kapecho Kiseich Lashrecha B'Tevoch, not to get it. But people are not at that level. They don't understand. They are not so wise people. They like matones. Nafshi shalodo machmedosom. Nafshi shalodo machmedosom. So, but on an ideal level, it's not his fuss. So, mele, if the mikavo matone is an higher madrege, so we don't say zochen. Because he is an higher madrege. Mashiach came. Something that is supposed to come on the Rashba said that the Gabi is Shichot. So this is Shichot on an ideal level. So even if he says no, there is still Zochim Balkon. That's what the Rashba says in Dush, Rashba in Dush. So Rashi is Shichot like the Rashba in Dush. Maybe, could be. I'm not saying no. I just don't remember. Maybe. There are other things.